KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, the Amador County Planning Commission approved a pair of new housing developments in Kirkwood at their meeting Tuesday night. The Planning Commission voted unanimously to approve two projects. The first, known as Timber Creek, covers an acre and a quarter of land and consists of 16 multifamily townhome units and five common areas that were originally part of a larger project approved in 2014, but only partially built before the permit expired. The second approved project, known as Palisades Unit No. 6, divides 8 acres of land into 21 single-family lots. This project was originally approved by the county in 2005, but never developed due to the housing turndown. Both projects are signs that demand for housing may be increasing in the upcountry, and both projects will have 3 years to begin construction.
Well, the drive to create a new tourism marketing district in Amador County ran into its first public opposition Tuesday in a hearing before the Board of Supervisors. The district, which would impose a new 2% fee on hotel room stays in the county to fund tourism advertising and promotion efforts, received a very mixed reaction from different hotel owners in Amador County. Daisy Mahay, whose family owns the Days Inn in Sutter Creek, called the new fee, quote, anti-business, anti-tourism, and anti-Amador. Well, Sandy Anderson, a member of the Sutter Creek City Council and bed and breakfast owner, said it would be, quote, ridiculous to say that a 2% increase would cost reservations. Now, the proposed tourism district has previously appeared before each of the county's 5 cities for approval, and several times before the Board of Supervisors with no opposition, but now its final approval is in jeopardy. A 51% majority of hotel owners have signed a petition of support for the new district, as required by law, but several owners on the support petition signed a new letter opposing the district. A final vote of the Board of Supervisors scheduled for December 19th. It is unknown now if a majority of hotel owners in the county support the proposal.
Well, a Calaveras County man accused of murdering his son will stand trial in January of 2018 for the crime. 47-year-old David Bilderback of Avery has been charged with murder, voluntary manslaughter, assault with a firearm, and other charges in connection with the September 28th shooting death of his 19-year-old son, Cole Bilderback. In Calaveras County Superior Court Monday morning, Bilderback was additionally charged with 5 special allegation enhancements for intentionally discharging a firearm, causing death on the murder charge, the personal use of a firearm on the voluntary manslaughter charge, the personal use of a firearm and causing a great bodily injury on the assault with a firearm charge, causing great bodily injury on the neglect use of a firearm charge as well. Bilderback has been held in the Calaveras County Jail since his arrest. His bail was raised to $3 million from $2 million. The judge on Monday set January 10th of next year as the trial date.
And Calaveras Sheriff deputies busted an indoor marijuana grow in Moke Hill recently. According to the Sheriff's Office, on Monday, deputies served a search warrant for an illegal indoor marijuana grow on the 8,000 block of Highway 49 in McCallamy Hill. Now, after securing the scene, Sheriff deputies located 1,506 marijuana plants, close to 13 pounds of processed marijuana, packed in individual plastic bags, and a digital scale. A male subject, Reen Zhang, age 30, of Moke Hill, found attempting to enter the property and was subsequently arrested for cultivation of more than 6 plants. He was booked into the Calaveras County Jail at $20,000 bail. Now, the marijuana grow was eradicated, and county code enforcement responded for multiple code violations, including unpermitted electrical work that caused breakers on a power pole nearby to trip. And this case is still under investigation. But the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with information on potentially illegal marijuana cultivation sites or sites manufacturing concentrated cannabis to call their Sheriff Marijuana Tip Line, 754-6870.
And a woman and her 4-year-old daughter suffered major injuries in a late-afternoon vehicle accident Monday. According to the CHP, just after 4 p.m., Wilsonville resident Jessica Fox was driving westbound on Highway 26 west of Tolloma Court at an undetermined speed when, for unknown reasons, she allowed the vehicle to travel off the road and onto the north dirt shoulder, colliding with the tree. Fox was able to exit the vehicle and, with assistance from passing motorists, was able to remove her daughter from the rear seat of the vehicle. According to the CHP, drugs and or alcohol are not suspected to be a factor in this collision. The incident is still under investigation.
And the National Weather Service has upgraded their earlier winter storm watch to a winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevada above 6,000 feet from 10 this morning to 4 a.m. Friday. Heavy wet snow and strong wind expected with near zero visibility at times. Snow levels will be above 8,000 feet through Thursday morning, lowering to 7,500 feet during Thursday afternoon, near 6,000 feet by the evening. Total wet snow accumulations of 8 to 15 inches are expected, with 2 to 4 feet possible in the higher elevations. And it'll be a warm storm. Expect some runoff in small creeks and streams. The possibility of local flooding in low-lying areas here in the Motherlode. Now, the rain amounts will total from a half to 3 inches across the foothills. Motorists planning travel in the Sierra Nevada during this time frame should be prepared for hazardous winter driving conditions. Travel will be extremely difficult, with significant delays and chain controls possible. And damage to trees and power lines may also occur. If you come across any downed power lines, always assume that they are live. Do not contact them. Keep pets and others away as well. Contact the utility, PG&E, and 911. PG&E can be reached at 1-800-PGE-5000.
And the Bureau of Land Management Motherlode Field Office has lifted the emergency fire restrictions. The ease of the fire restrictions due to reduced fire potential applied to approximately 230,000 acres of public land managed by the Motherlode Field Office in all or portions of Calaveras, Amador, El Dorado, Mariposa, and Tuolumne and Yuba counties. Fire restrictions were originally initiated back in June. Outdoor enthusiasts, you're reminded to be careful and prevent wildfires. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.